Hey, welcome to today's Tech Catch-Up, and I want to talk about the important issue of how Google may be killing Shopify and other direct-to-consumer businesses. So, as you know, there was recently a Google I.O. 25 where they discussed many AI things, including AI search. But the part that I think was missed by many people is the agentic mode to basically do the checkout for you. So take a look what they've written on their page. Use AI to easily buy when the price is right. When you've made up your mind, our agentic checkout will help you easily buy at the price that fits your budget. Just tap track price on any product listing and set the right size, color, whatever, and the amount you want to spend. Keep an eye out for blah, 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 blah behind this, and just confirm the purchase details and tap buy for me. Behind the scenes, we'll add the item to your cart on the merchant side and secure complete the checkout on your behalf with Google Pay. This agentic checkout feature will be rolling out in the coming months to product listing in the US. So, the more user-friendly and standardized your checkout is, the easier it will be for Google to not move people to your page, but do the checkout for them. How good is that? You are missing on people going to your website, because what Google is basically doing, it's not anymore a lead generator. It's taking out your business if you have a direct-to-consumer, which is interesting. So it's not all bad, right? There are many pages which are currently tracking the right price. There are like Pepper or D-Labs, many pages which basically have in mind to see when the price is right for some item. You get the notification, you go there, and then you are redirected to the merchant's page where you can think about it. Maybe there is a newsletter you can subscribe to, and then you can get 15% off. You go to the checkout, you add code, whatever, finalized with Shopify, and you're done. The thing is now, imagine that all the second part is killed, that Google is do all the tracking as it is now, but then it shows the product to the person, but it's more personalized or more aligned with users' needs because of AI, and then it do the checkout for you whenever the price is right. I would use it as a user, right, as a customer, but it's problematic, not only for Shopify, which, you know, spend a lot of time on making the checkout page super easy and distributed for many other sub-companies, which they can integrate it with, that, you know, A-B testing of buttons, this color, that color, or what improves, you know, the engagement, what has a better ratio, where the funnel breaks, whatever, right? It doesn't really matter now, because what Google is basically saying is, hey, doesn't matter how complicated your flow is. Don't worry about it. I will do it for you. But then how, as a business, you care about customer retention as a whole, like upsell, you know, some follow-up sales, marketing lists, newsletters, how do you take care of that? How do you ensure that, okay, we're doing some promo here, we're not having a big profit here, but then they subscribe to our newsletter and then we can upsell whatever, right? Now it will be like, it doesn't matter. I just want this product for a good price. I don't care who you are. I don't care about your business. I just want this product for good price. And that's it, right? You don't have access to my personal information. You can't track me. You can't do nothing. Everything is done by my Google agent. The thing is that it gives obviously Google a lot of info about your buying habits. So that's great. And, you know, the behavioral data is basically super important to do behavioral models, which then can help them understand what your habits are in general, but also it will be very, very complicated for businesses which don't have strong brand identity. I believe that everyone will start pushing on building the brand identity. So what you want is not a product, you want the product from this company because it's important. And, you know, as leaders, I think it's worth now a lot of people are thinking about the roadmaps. So you not only have to think about how to utilize AI within your company, but also how the world around, how technology changes around your company so that you can make the best long-term decisions and strategy that's aligned with the changes. If Google is able to start migrating off their search business to more AI-driven business and services and products, not only for customers, but obviously for businesses with whole Google Cloud thing, then you have to adapt as well. You can't stay still as a company. You have to move and you have to figure out the best strategy, taking into consideration what's going on, what's available, what's happening, where to put emphasis, right? With AI marketing from Meta, maybe you can pull back from this part and start building the brand, right? It all depends on your business, obviously, but I think this is a big news which was often not spoken often about. At least I haven't encountered a lot of talks about this on YouTube or anywhere else. So yeah, that's it. It's a quick one. I just thought I will update you about this thing they introduced. I talked about much more in the previous Tech Catch-Up video. So if you want to check it out, go ahead and here is the link, and thank you and subscribe, and I'll see you next time.